Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hello, welcome to the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of July 12th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. Well, dear ones, there is some beautiful energy this week to help balance some of the difficulties that we've had in the last few weeks. Ongoing, though, as we all know, we're in a great initiatory cauldron, personally and collectively. But sometimes the archetypes will give us a little breather and a little energy to go forward in a new way. That's this week. I have a question for you to begin this podcast. It comes from the poem by Mary Oliver that I will read at the end. Have you ever felt for anything such wild love? This is a week of romance on an archetypal level. But first, let's start with an easy energy at the very beginning of the week. On Monday, July 12th, the planet Mercury, who's just moved into Cancer, is trining in a harmonious relationship with the planet Jupiter in Pisces. A trine means the two planets in the heavens are roughly 120 degrees away from each other. Symbolically, it means those archetypes are really in harmony with one another. This is a big deal because Mercury has just left Gemini, where it has been in that sign since May 5th. And that's unusual because usually Mercury stays in one sign roughly 2 to 3 weeks. But because Mercury was retrograde or seemed to go backwards in its orbit, earlier this spring, we have had over 2 months of Mercury in the sign of Gemini. Now, that's wonderful because Mercury loves being in a Gemini. It's its home territory. However, this archetype of Mercury, the storyteller, the bridge maker, the one who wants new options and choices, the trickster energy, it's been a long time in Gemini, which is a sign of trickster energy and change and playing devil's advocate and asking good questions and being curious. But it also can mean a really busy mind with lots of ideas, lots of different directions to go in. And sometimes with Gemini energy, we have so many ideas and so many directions we can go, we get paralyzed. We don't know what to do. Now Mercury has stepped into the sign of Cancer, which is a water sign of deep emotions and feeling. And when a planet is in Cancer, that archetype in all of us really wants to come home. Wants to be more in our heart, more in our emotions, less in our mind. And then Jupiter, the teacher, wise one, wise man, wise woman archetype, has recently moved into Pisces, also a water sign. So this archetype has been beginning to stir us to expand and grow and find the wisdom in our dreams and our non-ordinary states of consciousness. So the week begins with Mercury in Cancer, Jupiter in Pisces, the storyteller, bridge maker, communicator, is really wanting to expand into deeper feelings, deeper sensitive, empathetic knowing. So take that at the beginning of the week. And then on Tuesday, July 13th, Venus is conjunct or with the planet Mars at 19 degrees of Leo. And this is really awesome because Venus and Mars are the archetypes of the yin and the yang, the holy lovers. Venus is a very magnetic, lover, relational archetype. Mars is a very dynamic, assertive, warrior, warrioress energy. And without genderizing them, it's like the sacred marriage of the magnetic and the dynamic, or the masculine, feminine, whatever feels right for your own identity and your own sense of your energies. The bottom line is, it's a beginning. It's coming together of two powerful archetypes of love and relationship and dynamism. And they want to help bring something new alive. Leo is an incredible sign, energy sign of the heart of creativity. It's linked very much with the sun and shining the light, the power of yourself. So be with yourself this week. What is wanting to be birthed in you that has to do not just with creativity in terms of external expression, but your own light, the power of your heart, your inner sun, if you will, in all its cycles and all its changes? It's magnificent. It is wild love coming straight from you out to the world, but also the sun in its cycles and the earth are together. It's just magnificent. It's shining out its light. So be aware, especially after the last 2 weeks when we've been, Venus and Mars have both been activating that big cycle of 2021 with Saturn and Uranus, the builder and the maverick, and the tension between the need to try to find status quo and control and get things structured and the need to blow things up and be radically different. So here in the midst of this big cycle for all of 2021 around radical change and ground that is tension producing, we have this coming together archetypally of the yin and the yang of Venus and Mars. There's a new romance that wants to happen in your heart in some way. There's a courtship with the world. Lean into it, listen, and shine your light. And equally with your own journey of honoring yourself, Thursday, July 15th, the asteroid comet Chiron turns retrograde at 12 degrees of Aries, and it will stay retrograde until December 19th when it moves forward at 8 degrees of Aries. And remember, for my listeners who don't track degree measurements of signs, never worry about it. Just take the transmission of the archetype. Now, Chiron is a profound archetype for our times. It's the shapeshifter, shaman, wounded healer. And when it is active in an astrological cycle, that archetype inside us and the world is deeply activated. And retrograde motion means, from our perspective on the earth, the heavenly body looks like it stops in its orbit and turns backwards. Now, obviously, that's not happening with regular physics, but what's happening energetically is it's a going within time. It's a time out, and it's about deeper inner healing. And Chiron is also connected to not only the wounds of our own personal lives that end up helping us bring the healing gifts forward, but it's also about transmuting the poisons of the wounds of the ancestors and the painful lineage we all come from. But it's not about blaming the ancestors. It's not about getting caught in wounded ancestral patterns. It's about having the courage to do your own deep healing work. And in so doing, you set yourself free from ancestral family patterns that are too limiting and too wounding, but you also make an offering to your ancestors and to your descendants. One of my beloved teachers, Angelus Arian, used to say, "May I be the one who can bring forward the good, true, and beautiful of the family line. May I be the one who can break the harmful patterns of the family system. May you be the one who can bring forward the good, true, and beautiful of your ancestral gifts and have the courage to release the patterns, the wounding." My colleague at Astro Butterfly says, with Chiron going retrograde in Aries, which is the sign of being true to oneself and having the courage to be your authentic self, she says, when Chiron goes retrograde in Aries, we become our own medicine. It's not about an external healer or a doctor, a counselor, a coach, a shaman. It's about our own inner healer that we turn towards and we travel with for the rest of the year. So be watching that. And if you felt in the last week, especially, that ancestor patterns are really up, or you're really feeling the burden of being caught in family patterns, family wound patterns, don't blame anyone, you nor your family, nor your siblings, nor your parents, really. It's much bigger than any of us. It didn't start with us, as Lisa Iverson says with family constellations work, systemic constellation work. It's a much larger basket of transformation. And yours is to shine the light and be magnificent in your own healing journey. And that's your job. And then out of that, it will be an offering to the world. This also comes with Venus and Mars together in Leo earlier in the week. There's a majesty to Leo. In its healthy expression, it is about your dignity and the great gift of your heart and shining the light of your being in the world. It's also about the wounded side of Leo, which is narcissistic and arrogant. Let's focus on the healing side of the magnificence of your dignity and your care and your love for all beings, that all be respected and all be honored. And then finally, on Saturday, July 17th, the Sun is opposite Pluto at 25 degrees of Cancer and Capricorn. Very potent time. The Sun itself is the hero-heroine archetype. It's about shining the light of your own core self and your identity. Pluto is the transformer archetype. It's the deity of the underworld. And it wants very much deep systemic change. Transmute the poisons, cut the bullshit, get to the heart of the matter. And here is the Sun now in Cancer, which is again that sign of deep feeling, of nurturing, of family, of wanting to belong. But also it's about being in touch and honest about our feelings. Sun in Cancer opposite Pluto in Capricorn at the end of the week is a deep call for systemic emotional change. Stop denying what's really going on for you. Stop projecting and playing power games with others because of your own vulnerability, your own hurt. Have the courage, have the wild love for yourself to turn and address that which needs to be changed. Make some inner systemic changes. Love yourself, honor the ones of you that are scared and frightened, and stop playing power games. Stop doing patterns of unconscious manipulation, and particularly in the big basket of collective systemic change. Stop going under the spell of colonial mind and power over, and let your own emotional sensitivity, love yourself, and have compassion for all those who are struggling if you can. So there you have it, dear ones. Here's a poem for you that is about challenging you. Where do you focus your life energy? How can you really be awake to the wild love in yourself and the world? The Sun by Mary Oliver. Have you ever seen anything in your life more wonderful than the way the sun, every evening, relaxed and easy, floats toward the horizon and into the clouds, or the hills, or the rumpled sea, and is gone? And how it slides again out of the blackness every morning on the other side of the world, like a red flower streaming upward on its heavenly oils. Say, on a morning in early summer, at its perfect imperial distance. And have you ever felt for anything such wild love? Do you think there is anywhere in any language a word billowing enough for the pleasure that fills you as the sun reaches out, as it warms you, as you stand there empty-handed? Or have you too turned from this world, or have you too gone crazy for power, for things? So, dear ones, this week, fall in love with the world. Fall in love with nature. Allow that inner marriage, the sacred beloveds within you, the magnetic and the dynamic, to come together and to birth something outrageously magnificent for the world, even if it's small and quiet. All right. Travel well, dear ones, in this week. As always, a bow of gratitude and love for all the support my community's given me. Poems, prayers, emails, donations, whatever feels right. And I want to remind you, on Saturday, July 17th, I'm giving a 3-hour masterclass on Saturn and Uranus. It's called Saturn Uranus, Find Your Ground Amidst Radical Change. You'll get to explore your inner builder, Saturn, and your inner maverick, Uranus, those archetypes, and how they express inside you and how you can travel through this current big cycle in a way that's empowering. So if you want to sign up for it, there's still spaces. And if you want to donate, go to the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Bless your journey. Yeah. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.